Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to highlight one of the resources you'll find at my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. The resource is my book, Dwell on These Things. Dwell on These Things presents a 31-day challenge that will help you learn to start talking to yourself the way God talks to you. The idea is that we start preaching a gospel-saturated message that lines up with what God's Word actually teaches instead of preaching a message of worldly discouragement to our hearts. Again, the book is called Dwell on These Things, and you'll find it in the bookstore at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. Now, let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 62, verse 7, which says, "On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God." There are quite a few things that mankind tries to build their lives upon, but a foundation other than Jesus Christ is a shaky, temporary foundation that's destined to crumble and disappoint. On the contrary, the Lord never disappoints His children. A life that is anchored in Jesus is a life that's destined to experience great joy and the peace that passes all understanding. Our sense of peace, satisfaction, and rest finds its certainty in the Lord Himself. In Him we find rest for our souls. In Him our salvation is secured. In Him we find real refuge and the kind of protection our souls deeply crave. Scripture refers to the Lord as our mighty rock. He isn't swayed by fear. He isn't moved by the changing whims of human preference. He is our unchanging God, and He will always be the perfection of love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and righteousness. His eternal nature cannot be altered. There are many things that may change about our daily circumstances, but we don't need to worry. Our souls find rest in Jesus. Our eternal hope is secure in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today and to think about these things that You've referenced to us in it. And Lord, we recognize that in the midst of our daily experiences, we experience all sorts of changes. Things always seem to be in flux. We experience cultural changes. We experience changes in our own individual lives. We experience changes in our households, changes with our jobs, changes with our health. These are all sorts of changes that we're experiencing quite regularly. But we're grateful, Lord, that when we look at Your Word, we see that You do not change. You are the perfection of all of Your attributes. And You teach us that since that's true, we don't need to be people who are consumed by worry. We don't have to let anxiety take over us. You don't change, and You have our lives securely in Your hand. And You tell us that our souls can find rest in You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. So our eternal hope is secure. And Lord, we pray that by Your grace that You would help us to find rest in that truth today. That we would rest in You, that we would rest in Your unchanging nature, and that we would rest in the hope that You have given us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we're grateful for these reminders that we receive today from Your Word. And we thank You for choosing to encourage us while we're in the midst of challenging seasons or difficult moments or circumstances that have the potential to produce anxiety. But yet, You speak to us in the midst of these moments, and we're grateful for it. Thank You, Lord, for all of these things. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.